Hey, Brian, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you? What's your name?
This is Dustin.
Dustin, hello. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it's an honor to be speaking with you as well. I'm glad we could get things set up for today.
Yeah, right. I'm ready when you are.
Well, I know Diamond Head is coming to Savage here on Sunday at Nizen's Bar. A great opportunity for the fans to see you guys. Do you know when the last time you guys played here in Minnesota? It's been a while, I think.
I don't know if we've ever played in Minnesota. I can't think of a name that pops in my head. So it's possible we've never played Minnesota before.
Well, yeah, even better. The excellent chance for longtime fans to finally see you guys around these parts.
It's always great. You get some people turn up and they've got albums to sign and all, and they say, oh, you know, I've been waiting years to see you guys. How come you not come here before and things like that? So, you know, I do feel a bit guilty that we've never, you know, we never came over in the 80s when the band was, you know, young. But it's great that, you know, we can finally get to a lot of these places.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, Brian, you guys just had a new album come out not too long ago, also called Diamond Head.
That's right.
For some of the listeners out there, maybe if they haven't had a chance to catch it yet, can you tell us a little bit about the new album?
Yes, it came out last year, and it's self-titled album, Diamond Head, and it has got a lot of really good press. The reviewers went really, you know, big for it. I was not sure what people would make of it, really. I always try to make an album that I like, that you know, that I'm happy with, and I've got no idea what people are going to expect, but everybody was really impressed, and it's given us such a lot of confidence and a boost to continue and to do another album and to, you know, to take it forward. So we must be doing something right. We recorded it, you know, local around the Midlands, near Birmingham where we live, and you know, we'll probably do it in the same studio again next year. When we start the next one.
Excellent. And I know Diamond Head added a new singer not too long ago. Has that been going okay? I mean, it seems like he's been welcomed by longtime fans.
It does. That's a good way to put it. Yes, it's going very well. Rasmus is his name. He's a Danish man from London. And he joined in 2014, and it's been really good. He's got a kind of fresh outlook, an energy. You know, I mean, he's 20 years younger than me, so he comes from a bit of a different generation. And so I don't do lyrics, you see. And so Raz has been able to come up with some good, interesting themes for the album, and really, I feel like give us a bit of a kick in the pants to kind of get it going again and get some energy round, you know, some new songs. So it's worked really well. We wrote really well together, and we're doing the same again now. We started writing in January this year.
Awesome. Yeah, it's you know, sometimes, I know you're the main constant in Diamond Head over the years. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, when there's a lot of lineup changes, maybe it could slow down momentum. But it's great to hear that you guys are on track and, you know, as you mentioned, kind of gave you a bit of a boost.
Indeed, yes. I mean, yeah, when you do have a new member come in, you do lose a bit of momentum. Yes, you've got to, you know, audition people and you know, have to learn the set, and usually you move forward towards a certain gig, but yeah, it's been a good stable lineup for a while now. I've been with Carl, the drummer, since 91, and it's really, you know, we all know the stuff really well. It's a very professional band. Everybody's really strong and we get on, so it's going well, and this was also Rasmus's first album, and he'd never toured the States before. So when we came over last year, you know, he was so excited to be doing like an American tour and all that. It's like a dream come true, isn't it? When you do something like that, it's something you think about as a as a maybe budding musician, imagine what it must be like to tour the States and all that. And then when you get to do it, it is a real buzz of excitement.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, again, Diamond Head playing at Nizan's Bar on Sunday. And I also read we are one of the very few that you're going to be playing with Ross, the Boss. That's going to be quite the night for fans, for sure.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah. We played last night as well with Ross the Boss, and it went really well. He was a great guitar player. It was good to do. So, got more coming up.
Well, Brian, I wanted to ask you a bit about the early days with Diamond Head and when you guys were first on the scene. I mean, you guys were so influential with just heavy music in general, but could you kind of sense that there was a big thing happening, I guess, as far as that style goes when you guys were starting out?
There was, the scene of the new wave of British heavy metal that kind of, made attention in 1979. Diamond Head started in 76, so we were absolutely ripe for that. We were, 19, 20-year-old guys, and then we suddenly realized there's all these other bands around the UK that we'd not heard of, but we're all doing something similar. I think we all sound different to each other, which is important, but we all kind of got labeled as this movement called the New Wave of British Heavy Metal. Then, Def Leppard got signed, and Saxon and Iron Maiden, Girls' School. And we just thought, wow, this is a brilliant opportunity for Diamond Head to get signed, hopefully, to get some press attention, and A&R men might come to the gigs, and on it goes. It seemed like perfect timing for Diamond Head to get noticed, because before then it seemed like a long road to the top, and this seemed like an opportunity that we really seized.
Well, and of course, besides all the classic Diamond Head albums, really your legacy can be seen, in basically every heavy metal band today. I mean, Megadeth, Metallica was basically a Diamond Head cover band when they started. So, I mean, you've really had a huge influence on the genre.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to see that. It was almost like a secondary thing. Obviously, we were just trying to probably be like our heroes, the 70s bands, the Zeppelins and Black Sabbath and bands like that. So we just wanted to, writing was always a big thing for Diamond Head. We wanted to write something great, and we wrote a lot of songs, and that songwriting is what caught the ear of musicians who wanted to do something similar, and probably thought, Metallica covered four Diamond Head songs, so that's very flattering. Of course, we never expected it to have like that extra life. A song like "Am I Evil," it's been around for like 35 years now, and it's still out there doing its thing. Metallica still play it live, and it's on compilation albums and live albums and DVDs, and it's got a life of its own.
Well, as far as the scene nowadays goes, Brian, is there anyone out there that you're excited about or that impresses you as far as newer bands go?
I'm still pretty much a fan of the 70s bands. I still listen to a lot of 70s stuff. I do try and, listen to new stuff. People give me CDs and all sorts of things, and I do go through them, but very often I'm looking for something else. I'm looking for a really good singer. I'm looking for a really good song. There's certain bands I have picked up on that I thought, that's good. I like the French band Gojira. I like Ghost BC. I think the singer in Rival Sons is fantastic. There's certain things. I like Joe Bonamassa as a guitar player. I think he's brilliant. Sometimes the names escape me, but I'm always on the lookout. I go on Spotify occasionally and spend a few hours trawling through, related artists. I'm fascinated. It does excite me when I do find something new, but having been listening to rock music for 40 years, it's hard to find originality.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, Brian, I know you guys are on tour right now, and again, you're going to be in Minnesota here on Sunday. Is there anything else maybe in the works or anything else we should look out for?
There's other gigs. I'll be doing, you know, Rocklahoma next Saturday. And we've just, we've started writing the next album. So I don't know when that's going to be. We haven't even planned to start recording it yet, but it'll be on the horizon at some point. And then we're coming back to the US in August, September, and we're going to be playing at the Psycho Festival in Las Vegas and another bunch of dates, and we're going up to Canada, and the whole year is pretty busy with gigs right up to December. We're going, you know, to festivals across Europe and things like that. So it's a busy time. Last year was a busy year for Diamond Head, and this year is shaping up to be busy as well.
Excellent. Again, Brian, it's an honor to speak with you, and it's definitely a great opportunity for the fans to see Diamond Head in Minnesota after all these years. Looking forward to it.
Okay, great. Thanks. Nice to speak to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Brian Taller from Diamond Head, and you're listening to The Five Count.